W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
app. Lena Roy. The Supreme Court today struck down the federal student debt relief program, ruling the Education Department did not have the authority to waive $430 billion in debt. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilger, as lead attorney on the case brought by several states, celebrated the decision.
There is a right way and a wrong way under our system of government, and the ends don't justify the means. The right way is to go through Congress. The president understood that. He has said that. He tried to go through Congress. They were not successful. That doesn't justify going around Congress.
In another case, the Supreme Court ruled businesses can refuse services to some customers based on free speech. The case involved a Christian website designer who did not want to create marriage websites for same-sex couples. President Biden responding to the decisions this afternoon before leaving for Camp David. Those 100-plus temperatures still plaguing Texas and parts of the South. Now California getting the same hot temperatures for much of the long July 4th weekend. This is ABC News. No end in sight to the Canadian wildfires, which have burned a record 20 million acres so far this year. At least 20 U.S. states are under air quality alerts as smoke from the fires drifts south. A movie franchise ends.
I've seen things.
Indiana Jones is off on his final adventure. The latest and last film in the franchise is finally in theaters this weekend, with 80-year-old star Harrison Ford saying Indiana is old, and it shows.
And I think that's fantastic, to have an older person in an action movie, to see him try to be the same person that he used to be, but he's not.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny also stars Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and it's the only Indiana Jones film not directed by Steven Spielberg. It's in theaters now. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Prince Harry today claimed $406,000 in damages for 33 newspaper articles published by Mirror Group Newspapers for allegedly violating his privacy. No ruling yet in the case. Rena Roy, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Police Department is asking for your help in locating a man who might be endangered. Jimmy Michaud is a 47-year-old white male, about 5'8 and 170 pounds. He was last seen around 1 a.m. June 29th near Cass Street and South Madison Street in Green Bay, wearing a black t-shirt, sweatpants, and a black and white beanie. Anyone with information should contact the Green Bay Police Department. There was a bomb scare at Edison Middle School around 10 a.m. this morning. Summer school students had to be relocated to Preble High School. The police have since confirmed it was a false alarm and that all are safe. A man faces 60 years in prison for the death of a two-month-old. 28-year-old Matthew Brown Edwards was found guilty of first-degree reckless homicide for killing his girlfriend's baby 5 years ago. The trial took so long because it was postponed for several reasons. Sentencing is set for August 30th. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stocks. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And what was being made today was, unfortunately, by the Supreme Court. I want to talk about two decisions that were released today. One yesterday we talked about somewhat. This court, in my opinion, will go down in history as one of the worst courts, almost equal to, perhaps right after, the Dred Scott Court in the 1850s. Roger Taney was the Chief Justice. They're the ones that ruled the Dred Scott decision that a black man could not be a citizen of the United States, forced him back into slavery. But that was the worst, but this court has the added bad distinction of several of them being on the take. Clarence Thomas has been on the take for 20 years. He invariably votes for the people and the interests that give him money. You might as well be sitting on the square with a bowl and a sign that says, "We'll work for money." Gorsuch, of course, got money through the head of a large law firm who bought a fishing cabin, they called it, in Colorado, not in a fancy one, for instance, in Aspen, but somewhere that he couldn't sell it. And suddenly he made 500 grand. Alito took that trip. The billionaire flew him up, drinking $1,000 bottles of wine. The point is, all these guys, Robert's wife getting $10 million to be a headhunter, not in Borneo boiling missionaries, no, but calling up law firms saying, "Hey, you really should hire this guy. This guy is doing well in law school. Why don't you hire him? $10 million, which he disclosed as salary. It was really commission. You know, when you take money from people and then you vote in accordance with their, in some cases, corporate interests, in some cases, their social interests, it strips the court of legitimacy, strips it of legitimacy. And what they did in the case we talked about yesterday, which is saying that somehow you couldn't consider race in admissions to college, it's going to also threaten corporate diversity programs. Large corporations, Google, IBM, the rest of them. You know, it's not like there is a ranked order of all applicants and you pick the number 8 applicant over the number 2. It doesn't go like that. The interview process, and this is true of college as well, is their test scores and their extracurriculars. There are people who get points because their parents went to that school. Veterans should get points, this one, that one. And deciding how much race came into that is a tricky question. The clowns in the Supreme Court suddenly go, well, you know, we're going to tell you how to do your business, and we are also going to, Roberts said in his majority opinion, well, I mean, in the essays, they can talk about how they struggled and what race impacted on that. That's okay. Who the hell is he to say what's okay? Who the hell is he to say what's okay? They also today issued a decision that invalidated Biden's student loan forgiveness program. And I see the lines are lighting up. I'm going to go to the lines, but I want to get through these other two and then give us something to talk about. Well, first of all, who are they to forgive it, or to overrule the forgiveness? They overruled it because it was based on the HEROES Act. There are plenty of other acts that gave Biden the power to do it. And this is a dispute between Congress and Biden. Congress didn't bring suit. Some individual students brought suit, and they were thrown out for lack of standing. And the state of Missouri brought suit. They didn't have standing either. The hell with the state of Missouri. But what they wanted to do was they wanted to obey the Republican Party. That's what they wanted to do. I'm going to tell you something else about student loans. Much of the student loan money gets gobbled up by private colleges that advertise online courses that give themselves names like the University of Southern New Hampshire, where they'll say that this is a, you know, they'll use phrases like they can never take your education away from you. You'll get the job. This should stop. They should, the government should subsidize loans for people who are going to accredited colleges that are either state-based like UWM, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, that kind of thing, or good private colleges that are not for profit. So we've got to reform that. But look, if there's a dispute between Congress and Biden on who had the power to do it, let Congress pass a law that says, don't do it. Okay. And then you can review that. These characters stuck their nose in simply to obey the Republican Party. And the third one was this website business with the LGBT thing out in Colorado. Let me tell you some background on that before we go to the lines. Two pieces of background. One is no LGBT person or anybody went to this website designer, this woman, and said, design a website for my gay marriage. Nobody ever had. She just had a Jones about this issue, right wing, and she decided to bring suit in case they ever do someday. There's a doctrine in law that says that a case has to be ripe for adjudication. This was not ripe. It was easily to say, great, when somebody actually wants you to do it, come back. And nobody's going to want to go to this gal, believe me. But the second thing that this does by saying that this hypothetical request in the future, she won't have to agree to, it wasn't just gay people who a lot of folks didn't like. In the 19th century, there's a strong nativist movement. Culminated in the 1920s, the ascendancy of the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan in the 1920s was even more powerful than it was in the 1870s and 80s. There were a lot of ethnic minorities, black people, religions they didn't like. The thinking of this particular case would let anybody not do business with anybody they don't like. This woman had a business. She wasn't doing this just for friends. The law should be, if you hold yourself out for having a business, then what you do is you take everybody. If you have a little motel somewhere or you have a catering service, you don't go, no, I don't want to cater black people. I don't want to cater this one and that one. This is dividing our country. It's not right. It's not right. And she goes, oh, you know, like I'm Michelangelo. You know, I'm going to have to design something and bring my, what do you mean your creativity? You're a website designer. Okay, you put up the usual shtick, you know, there's going to be a wedding this date, and that's it. This is wrong, what's happening. It is dividing this country. This is another Dred Scott court. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Your first, what's in your mind today, Bill?
You know, the Republicans are not the Republicans of years gone by. They are eroding our constitutional rights. They're doing illegal things like payoffs and buying people in the court, and just getting the court balanced. So the court doesn't really do what the court's supposed to do. They start legislating from the bench. And when you start legislating from the bench, we lose many rights. We have lost a lot of rights to promote education in our country. And if you don't invest in America, who are you going to invest in? And if these people who believe that these people are there to help America, you've got to be kidding. They need to be educated. They're stealing the very money that is owed them. Robin Voss is hoarding $7 billion. It's not his money. It's our money. And he's hoarding it. People have to wake up to how they're being taken advantage of. And if you think, if the average person thinks that kind of philosophy, the Republican far right, is out to help the general public, you're only lying to yourself. Thanks. Have a great fourth.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. The excellent comments. Excellent comment. Robin Voss has stuck a knife in the University of Wisconsin system. That system is the jewel of the state. That University of Wisconsin system, all of the campuses are the most important. They're the lungs of the state, the brains of the state. And he's sticking a knife in it because he thinks that's going to pander to some kind of right-wing nuts. And you're right. This is not, they call themselves a Republican Party. Republican Party should sue them for trademark infringement. You know what the Republican Party is Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and even Mitt Romney. In the old days, you had Tommy Thompson. And you had Lee Dreyfus and Dwight Eisenhower. That was the Republican Party. This is a party of vandals who betray the United States. You're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind?
It might be even an insult to the vandals, because at least the vandals believed in some kind of civilization. That, that it's just remarkable that the Supreme Court has gone around and they keep talking about enumeration in the Constitution. As I have said before, there is nothing in the Constitution that directly gives the power to decide the constitutionality of laws according to the Constitution. There's nothing directly enumerating that. It isn't even really implied. There's nothing that even suggested, as Hamilton quoted in Federalist 81. And I was looking a little bit further into Federalist 81, and he talks about this kind of thing is actually dangerous to unprecedented and dangerous, that it is just remarkable to me. And for this recent decision where the woman that didn't even have a business, doing this website design for weddings, that under the decision, as I understand it at this point in time, that anybody could deny anybody if the people coming in infringes on your First Amendment beliefs. So that means if little Devin LeMahieu or Robin Voss comes into your restaurant, you can say, get the hell out of here. I disagree with you, and having you in here is anathema to my First Amendment rights, so haul your ass out of here. I mean, that, and maybe I'm misunderstanding it, but as they have written this kind of thing, they can't just say, well, it's based on religion. It's got to be based on your First Amendment rights. Well,
right.
That would apply to that as
no,
well.
No, you're right. And they would probably say if it's incorporated and, if there's a lot of business, that's one thing, but it's ambiguous. And they could certainly discriminate on race and on religion and a lot of other things if they're a small operation. Mark, thanks for your excellent comments. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 64. Winds out of the west, around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 83. Lows dip down to about 62. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Upper 70s, Sunday turning warmer on Monday with highs in the mid-80s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 64 tonight. We should top out around 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 87.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matthew and Rick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on some of the comments and talk a little bit more about the Supreme Court opinions. I'm going to talk about the practical effects of dividing us by any kind of immutable characteristic. That means unchangeable characteristic, like race, you know, sexual orientation, gender, and all that. Now, I don't know, you've heard of the movie Green Book. You know, it's a good movie. There was a thing called the Green Book that was published for African-American travelers to identify hotels, gas stations, and restaurants where they would not be insulted or thrown out or conceivably suffer violence if they traveled. This was very, very common in the 50s. One of the things I was astounded to find out, there was a Green Book for Milwaukee until the mid-60s, so 65 or 66. There were a couple of gas stations that said it's safe to go to those. They'll let you buy gas. Couple of restaurants, a couple of hotels, only a couple. Safe to go there. They will give you a meal or put you up. This is in the mid-60s. If you were an African-American couple, I remember hearing a woman speak, and she was the wife of a medical doctor, and an African-American couple. And when she was a kid, and this was not in Milwaukee, this was, I think it was either Indiana or Maryland or somewhere, there was a lawsuit because they weren't permitted to swim in the swimming pool. And so a court order came down, required them to be able to swim in the swimming pool. So they went and swam. And that night, the town drained the pool, cleaned it, and refilled it. This is the kind of insult that people have suffered based on race, especially, religion, especially, and now, in this case, sexual orientation. You can't have a modern society like that. In the early 60s, or mid-60s, they finally passed the Civil Rights Act, and it said that hotels and any place of public accommodation could not discriminate based on race. Now, it's all well and good to say that, but when I was stationed in the Navy in Little Creek, Virginia, which is right near Norfolk, Virginia, in 1970, the amusement park in Little Creek, outside of Little Creek, had only been integrated in 1967, 3 years earlier, several years after the Civil Rights Act. In other words, if you went, an African-American couple and their kids went to that amusement park, even 4 years, 3 years before I got there, they were thrown out. Now, this gal out in Colorado is a website designer, okay. And you may say, well, the market will take care of that. Everybody, this gets around, who's going to use her? She's sort of weird. We don't want her. And But that really misstates things, because if this thing spreads, and this Supreme Court says that the Civil Rights Act of 1965 is unconstitutional, and you can do it based on race, then you're going to have arguments like, well, chain restaurants shouldn't, because they make a lot of money and they're incorporated. But how about a mom and pop restaurant somewhere in a small town that's unincorporated, and mom and pop do the cooking and the clearing? You can't have this. The law has got to be, the law is, until these people changed it, the law is that if you hold yourself out as a public accommodation, and that's a broad term, can mean a restaurant, can mean a hotel, and it can mean really any business. I mean, what happens if you have a sole practitioner who's a lawyer and he's not incorporated, or a sole practitioner who's a doctor not incorporated? He says, I'm going to pick certain kinds of patients and clients, and it ain't you. You can't have that. You say, Jack, you want to hold yourself out for a fee or for a profit, that's fine. You will handle everybody. And I don't care if you think you're Michelangelo is in some kind of a website design. You put up the standard website. What's so hard about the standard website? Nothing's that hard about it. Mark from the SAC made a good point. The Constitution doesn't say the Supreme Court could do this. Who the hell are they to say? Why are they the one branch of government, judicial, legislative, and executive, who's beyond review? They can review, they think, the executive and the judicial. The judicial can impeach the executive. The executive can veto the judicial or the legislative, and it requires 2/3 majority. But these clowns aren't even elected. The president and Congress are elected. These clowns are put in for life. And they're on the take, some of them. They're on the take. And they go, well, I'm a king. I can't be reviewed. I suggested that there be a grand jury convened, certainly on Clarence Thomas for the money he took. And frankly, a grand jury convened to find out who leaked the Dobbs decision. I think it was Alito, but he wouldn't permit himself to be questioned under oath. Now you say, why didn't they subpoena him? Because he would have quashed the subpoena because the tarantulas would have said, you can't subpoena Supreme Court justice. They're like the King of England in the 18th century. In the Constitution, Hamilton, one of our great founding fathers, who is also one of the authors of the Federalist Papers, was asked, well, what if we ever have a Supreme Court that's crooked and they're in there for life and they can do whatever they want? And he said, well, that could never happen. He said, they don't have an army. That's because he was the chief of staff to George Washington, and George Washington didn't put up with this stuff. And these English judges said, these taxes are okay and screw you. And George Washington said, oh, really? Well, screw you too. And there was a Revolutionary War. I don't want that again. I don't want that again. But these people are taking an unconstitutional power, say they can't be reviewed by anybody else and can do whatever they want, and they can take money while they do it. Does that sound right? I mean, everybody out there, many of you aren't lawyers. Does that sound like it makes sense? Do you think that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Alexander Hamilton, and Benjamin Franklin had that in mind? I don't think they had that in mind. And we got to do something about it. Here you have tarantulas in the Senate and the House who stick up for them. Moscow Mitch wants to filibuster everything. McCarthy panders to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. We have a division in this country, but people of good faith and on the Republican Party, you do have the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzinger. Stand up. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The Supreme Court today struck down the federal student debt relief program, ruling the Education Department did not have the authority to waive $430 billion in debt. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilger, as lead attorney on the case brought by several states, celebrated the decision.
There is a right way and a wrong way under our system of government, and the ends don't justify the means. The right way is to go through Congress. The president understood that. He has said that. He tried to go through Congress. they were not successful, that doesn't justify going around Congress.
In another case, the Supreme Court ruled businesses can refuse services to some customers based on free speech. The case involved a Christian website designer who did not want to create marriage websites for same-sex couples. President Biden responding to the decisions this afternoon before leaving for Camp David. Those 100-plus temperatures still plaguing Texas and parts of the South. Now California getting the same hot temperatures for much of the long July 4th weekend. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. Outagamie County employees will receive a pay increase next year. According to the Post-Crescent, the county dealt with record-high employee turnover last year due to uncompetitive wages. A compensation study revealed that 60% of jobs in the county pay less than competitive market salaries. At one point last year, the county had 198 open positions and lost an employee a day on average. The Green Bay Police and Fire Departments are ramping up efforts to stop illegal fireworks this 4th of July season. According to WFRV News, the police already have patrols out hoping to prevent tragic accidents. Green Bay Metro Fire Department Fire Marshal Captain Joe Gabe is asking that people leave the fireworks to the professionals. If you do purchase fireworks, make sure they're legal. In Wisconsin, fines for selling or shooting off illegal fireworks can be up to $1,000 for each separate instance. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Cassandra.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, when you were talking about the Green Book, it reminded me of a story regarding Colin Powell. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was the first African-American to be appointed to that position under George Herbert Walker Bush. And he was later Secretary of State. In his memoirs or in an interview, I can't recall which one, but he talked about how when he was courting his wife, Alma, before they married, he would have to use the Green Book in order to visit his wife when he was traveling from the north, when he was stationed in the north, to travel down south in Alabama. And he would use the Green Book in order for him to know where places where he could stay while he was traveling through the South so he could court his future wife. And I am just amazed with the Supreme Court and their denial of history. And, you know, the descendants of Colin Powell have less rights than he did at this current moment. So that's all that I have.
That's a profound statement, excellent statement. And I'll tell you, in the South, you could see, because there were some athletic teams that would travel, and the black players would have to stay in a different motel and all that. And finally, there were some especially at the Vince Lombardi was one of them, and some of the others who said, that isn't going to happen. You're going to play and keep your mouth shut down there, and we're going to all stay together, or we ain't coming. And there were some college coaches, too, and that helped break it up. I have a high regard for Colin Powell. I heard him speak at he gave a speech at the medical college in Milwaukee that I went to. It was an excellent speech. He was a patriot and a great Secretary of State. But that really pains me to hear that even he had to do it. But your point that his descendants, at least back then, the Supreme Court understood the history of the country. I mean, thank God they haven't overturned Brown versus Board of Education, for Pete's sake. You know, I mean, everything that they have said can be used to overturn some foundational decisions from the past. Now, you need a federal court. You need a Supreme Court for the simple reason that in the past, when it's done some good stuff, Brown versus Board of Education in 1954 overturned Plessy v. Ferguson, which was in the 1890s. In the 1890s, there was a black guy in Louisiana who got arrested for sitting in a white car on a train. So he brought suit and went to the Supreme Court, and they said, no, as long as there's a car you can sit on, it doesn't matter that it's your second-class citizen. Brown, you know, so 60 years later, our country had changed. There were a lot of heroic black veterans in the Second World War, and attitudes were changing, and Brown versus Board of Education said you could not have separate but equal, didn't cut it in education or anything else. But what happens if you have a court like the present one that says that it's beyond review? It's the only branch of government that can't be overruled. You can overrule, there's a check and balance against the executive and against the judiciary, but not against the Supreme Court, according to them, just because they say it. And they are overturning all this precedent. How about Citizens United? They overturned 100 years of precedent in several Supreme Courts and in several legislators, Congresses. How about Dobbs? 50 years of rights. And you know what they're doing in that one? In that one, and it's very sneaky. They're not saying you can't have an abortion or can't have an abortion. They're saying leave it up to the states. 14 states now have almost essentially outlawed it and have said to women, now think about this. OBGYNs are very reluctant to terminate any pregnancy, even if the woman is going to die. Why is that? Because all it takes is one district attorney. We have 72 counties in this state, and there are a number of them that are Republicans. Many of them are not going anywhere ultimately and like to be in Congress. All they have to do is prosecute a doctor and get a headline. So people are basically saying now to a woman, you have to get sepsis. You have to be on the point of death. And then maybe we'll do it, but maybe we won't. Maybe we'll send you to Illinois. So the Supreme Court's very sneaky. They're not going, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling what? The cretins in 14 states, they don't call them cretins, but they're gerrymandered legislators, gerrymandered legislatures, and they knew it because they approved it. You see what's going on? Do you see what is going on? And again, thank you for the call. That's excellent. Going back to the lines, Joe Madison, my friend, thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Well, there's certainly a lot to talk about. I wanted to go off on just a bit of a tangent, but it does relate, and that is the question of what may happen to the concept of legacy admissions to colleges. If race can't be considered, why should the status of your parents, whether they attended this school or not, affect at all whether you should be considered for admission to a school? I started to look at this, and it's astounding the number of colleges and universities that still have legacy as one of the determining factors for whether a student get admitted to the college or not. For example, Harvard in their 2021 class had 29% of that class had legacy status. The parents had come there. And it's, coming from a background where that really wasn't a possibility for me because my father was too poor to even attend college he had to work. I find a great bit of joy that some are now talking about the fact that, well, perhaps it's time for some legal challenges on this program of affirmative action for the privileged, and that legacy admissions should go away. I'd be curious what your reactions are. Thanks, man.
Yeah, great, great comment. And I'll give you kind of a cheeky reaction because legacy admissions tend to be Republicans and the donors like it, and therefore the Supreme Court takes money from the donors. So that's a cheeky answer. The other answer, though, is you're absolutely right. In Harvard's case that I read about, first you have to be qualified, you're an athlete, all that, blah, blah, blah. But then there are four or five other categories they have. Race is one, legacy status is one, veteran status is one. I think there's a couple of others. All they did is eliminate the one. And you know what they use it, what they based it on? The 14th Amendment, which was passed precisely to make Black people equal. I mean, there's kind of a grisly, sadistic humor that they were employing here. So I think if that you went on legacy, they wouldn't even take the case. They don't have to take the case. Thanks for calling. There's a lot of you on the line. I'm going to take as many as I can. If any of you I can't get to the next segment, please don't hang up. I like these calls. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Make it short and sweet. Big money is buying our country. They don't give a crap about the people. You can see it in the Republican Party. You can see it in the gerrymandered states. You know, there's attacks on women, attacks on everybody. And you know what? We give big tax breaks for those big donors to put money right back in the Republican Party. But yet we can't help the poor college students that their prices were sky high and the ripoffs of the different universities and how they can't get out of the payments or lower them. So there's a lot of crap going on, and we all need to get out and vote these yahoos out. Thank you very much, Matt, and have a good weekend. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Jean. And you're making a good point, and that is the fact that there were two laws the Republicans put in to stick a knife in students. One of them is you can't declare bankruptcy. By law, you can't declare bankruptcy if you can't pay your student loans. And number two, some of these people were locked in at 8% interest rates, and it's against the law to revisit the interest rate. You know, usually with your house, you can say, lower my interest rate or I'll go to another bank. You can't do that with student loans because the banks didn't want it. This is the kind of baloney that's going on. Next up, Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack? Jack of Merrimack.
Three possible answers to this issue with the Supreme Court. The most obvious answer to me is expand the court. We've got the original nine justices now, based on the fact that there were nine districts, federal districts, when that was established. There are now 13 districts. That's a reasonable method of saying we need to expand four more members to the court. I don't think that the Democrats and I don't think Biden have the political ethics or will to do that, but they really should. As an alternative, maybe we could enact in Congress a bill that says Supreme Court justices after X number of years, say 10, say 20, become justice emeritus. They cannot vote on any Supreme Court actions. They can be advisory, that's fine, but they cannot vote on those actions. Of course, ideally, it would be nice to have a constitutional amendment that would allow those people to be replaced.
Yeah, no, these are excellent suggestions. The reason Biden has said he won't expand is because that would have to be the Congress, Moscow Mitch, would filibuster it, and we don't have 10 votes to overcome it. And of course, McCarthy wouldn't even bring it on the floor. But I think that's something very much in the back of people's minds. Secondly, you're right, a constitutional amendment limiting their terms to 20 years would be fine with me. But that takes going to take 2/3 of the Congress, and you're not going to get that. That is the dilemma we're in. Okay, Karina Milwaukee, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind, Karina?
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt. I haven't called you for a while. Actually, I was in Moscow with all that was going on.
What's on your mind, Karina? Thank you. What's on your mind?
I tell you this. This conversation is all together absolutely silly. The fact is that Americans are even asking for a raise anywhere you go, including your jobs.
Karina, could I ask you a question? Are you on a speakerphone? Could you take it off speaker? Because we're having difficulty hearing you, and I want my listeners to hear you. Can you take it off speaker?
I'm sorry. So I'm saying is that it's funny that they even concerned about it, because you know perfectly well the only place Americans don't ask for your race is the international passport. Why? Because nobody cares. Nobody ever asks anywhere else. But nobody even concerned about anybody's race anywhere in the world. Why are we still talking about it? It's just so useless. What difference?
Right. That's a good point. Karina is from Russia, from Moscow, and she's making a good point. And that is, we're the only ones that have race on it. And why do we do that? Thank you for the call. Very good. Curtis of West Allis, you're next, my friend. What's up?
Hey, man, how you doing today? All I can say is I hope the young people wake up and vote in 2024, because this is worse than Reaganomics. You know, I dealt with Reaganomics when I was, you know, in my 30s, 20s and 30s. But now this Supreme Court justice, if they don't go and vote and change the way it is going to happen, the next 50 years for those young people, it's going to be horrible.
You're right. And because some of these people are fairly young and they're going to sit there and they are simply going to be arms of the Republican Party, they'll still take money. And they'll still take money because all nine of them wrote a letter saying that nobody has the power to impose an ethics rule on them, even though there are ethics rules on every other judge at every level in the country. They like their status of being the House of Lords. It's just like the Senate. They're all House of Lords, 100 of them. This guy Tuberville in Alabama won't permit any promotions for admirals and generals. And everybody, you know, you can say, well, they should all get together and say that you can't do that. Not a single Democratic or Republican senator has done anything to stop him. Not a single one. Now, some of them, like Ron Johnson, are pro-Russia. They're pro-Putin. They like the fact that they're weakening America. But what happens about all the rest of the senators? Once people get in Supreme Court or Senate and they become House of Lords, it goes to their heads. And somebody's got to say to these people, go right up to them at one of the fundraisers or whatever, or, you know, the pig roast or whatever, and say, knock it off. You work for me, I don't work for you. Knock it off. All right, we're going to a break. I see some people still on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy tonight with lows around 64. Westerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 83. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Overcast tomorrow night, lows around 62. Upper 70s, Sunday turning warmer on Monday with highs in the mid-80s. Another look at the short range, low of 64 tonight. High of 83 tomorrow, lows level off around 62 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 87.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. On WGBW.
Once upon a time, it dressed so fine.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Hey, first of all, I'll say happy Friday to you, Matt, and I hope you have a good holiday. But the Clinton-Trump election turns out to be really big as far as the Supreme Court goes. But I'll just make two quick points. I don't know if there's anything they can't overturn. Even Social Security and Medicare were probably on the table if they really wanted to. And this could go on for 20-plus years. 20-plus years, because this Supreme Court is really young. So that's my two points. Thanks, Matt.
Right. You know, Clarence Thomas in the early 90s was 40-something. So now he's, 70-something. But some of these justices go into their 80s. And in the old days, occasionally they go to 90. So you're right. Absolutely right that we're talking him. And then you have Gorsuch. You have Comey Barrett. Kavanaugh, these are very young people. They could go 30, 40 more years. And if when they step down, there happens to be a Republican president, we could get another tarantula. The Republican Party, listen to me, you out there in the Republican Party, you got to get rid of your tarantulas. Why are you permitting your party to be taken by these people? The party of Eisenhower, party of Tommy Thompson, of Lee Dreyfus, of Liz Cheney, of Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney. Why are you letting this party be taken by tarantulas and continue to vote for tarantulas? Going back to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
I have some happy 4th of July numbers from the economy. The Biden economy has added 13 million jobs, which is a record for 2.5 years, including 800,000 manufacturing jobs. We have 10 million applications for new small businesses filed during that time. That is the strongest 2 years on record. We have the strongest growth since the pandemic of any of the major economies in the world. Inflation has fallen for 11 straight months and has come down by more than half. And all of that has been accomplished while reducing the deficit. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you, Bill. And that is excellent news. And thank you very much. And I want to build on that just very briefly. And that is this. You see in social media all the time, you see on Fox News and this and that, that Biden, how is Biden doing on the economy? You just heard how Biden's doing on the economy. You just heard how he's doing on the economy. He is fighting with a Congress, and that's why it's so important that he be the president and that Trump not have won last time, that he be the president. He is the most experienced president of the United States in terms of Senate and congressional affairs of all time, going back to George Washington. because he's been in the Senate or vice president or a brief hiatus while he ran for president since 1972. That's 51 years. No one knows it better than he does. No one knows it better than he does. And he managed to put through hard infrastructure with 19 Republican senators backing it, soft infrastructure. He managed to get Manchin and Sinema on board on that one. He put through the debt bill, which extended the debt till after the next election. He put that through. When Republicans have the House, and he got McCarthy to put it through, and he guided McCarthy in how he could neutralize the right-wing wingnuts, the wingnuts that are in his caucus. The next challenge we're going to have is this fall, when they actually have to vote on funding. That's going to be another fight. Biden is doing the job. Anybody who tells you, when you're having a beer with them, you're standing around a picnic or something, Biden's no good on the economy, they don't know what they're talking. They really don't know what they're talking about. You heard what Bill just said. 13 million jobs in 2.5 years, a record in the whole history of our country. 800,000 manufacturing jobs, new ones. Everybody goes, we're losing manufacturing jobs. We lose manufacturing jobs under Republican presidents. This president brought in 800,000 new ones. I'll tell you what, the stock market has rebounded after Trump. Inflation cut in half, the best inflation movement downward of all the developed countries. And you have Ron Johnson, and I will never understand why this did not become an issue in the last Senate race, said that he thought that Social Security and Medicare should be revoted every year. Tim Scott, who's the guy down in Florida, the Scott down in Florida. There's a Scott in South Carolina and a Scott in Florida. It's the bad Scott down in Florida, said it should be revoted on every 5 years. They can't even vote on a budget. We have continuing resolutions every year. They can't even vote on extending the debt limit without drama, without everybody with a knife at each other's throats. Do you think they would have extended Social Security and Medicare if Ron Johnson had his chance? 60% of the people in West Virginia, people over 65, depend in whole or in major part on Social Security to live. It's less than that in Wisconsin, but it's still very substantial. Social Security is the one bill, most important bill in the last century, that changed us from an agrarian society in the 1920s, where people had to move in with their kids when they got older, or live in a hut somewhere, no electricity, and grow a few apples, grow a few carrots, try to make it. We were a primitive society. Franklin Roosevelt modernized us. This Republican Party wants to put us back. Everything they do is to try to cut. Everything they do is to try to cut the University of Wisconsin system, Madison, UWM, all the other campuses, education, every childcare. Something like 130,000 kids aren't going to have childcare, 4,000 providers because of these people. This is what they do. We were modernized. We still are, but we're not going to continue for long if these clowns come back to power. We're going to the end of the show. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy 4th of July to my fellow veterans, and happy 4th of July to everybody. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.